This is Will Anderson for WAMC News. An official from the Netherlands was in the Hudson Valley last week, conducting historical research and working to strengthen ties between two sister cities. Jan de Boer is the royally appointed mayor of Buren, a countryside city of 26,000, about an hour from Amsterdam and The Hague. De Boer and his communications director, Mark Hoffman, were in the Hudson Valley for a week at the end of July. They toured a variety of historical sites, including the 18th-century Loijkes van Allen House in Kinderhook.
For my own, I started a few years ago research and writing a book about the relationship Cornelis Maassen to Martin van Buren here in Kinderhook in America. And last year I got a letter from Mayor Dunham from the village of Kinderhook, and he wanted to investigate the possibilities of a relationship between Buren and Kinderhook. And I said, one and one is two. We take that opportunity and we're going to investigate what we can do.
Kinderhook Mayor Jim Dunham says the village contacted the Dutch city in March.
It was a suggestion we had from René Schur, our economic development director, and Ruth Poanka, our village historian, that knowing that Buren, Martin van Buren's family came from Buren, they thought it might be good to develop a sister city relationship. And the people from Buren were very eager to do that. We signed a memo of understanding, and we're now a sister city with Buren.
Cornelis Maassen, the historical figure de Boer is researching, was a resident of Buren during the early 17th century, who, upon falling on hard times, emigrated to what is now Rensselaer County.
He went to Amsterdam, and from Amsterdam he signed a contract for an agricultural colony, Rensselaerswijk, here in New Netherlands. And when Cornelis came here, first in New Amsterdam, then with a little boat to this area at the banks of the River Hudson, there were only 20 people at that moment, and just one or two farms. He was really a pioneer.
Maassen's family took the name Van Buren, meaning from Buren. One of his direct descendants was Kinderhook native, Democratic Party founder, and 8th U.S. President Martin Van Buren. De Boer visited other sites, such as the Peebles Island Historic Preservation Complex near Cohoes, Crailo State Historic Site in Rensselaer, the studio of historical painter Len Tintillo in Nassau, and Lindenwald, the Martin Van Buren National Historic Site in Kinderhook. He also toured a future archaeological site in Rensselaer County, the homestead of Cornelis Maassen.
Yes, it was for me a very special day yesterday, because I walked over the place exactly where the farm of Cornelis Maassen, his family, his children, his wife, where they lived. And I saw, I discovered by myself a stone in the field between the plants that are growing there, a stone of a foundation of the farm.
De Boer met with Kinderhook Mayor Jim Dunham at a ceremony, where the Dutch official was given a U.S. Capitol flag by Kinderhook resident Congressman John Faso, and the flag of Buren was raised over the village square. This was De Boer's first visit to the United States, and he reflected on the nature of the Americans who welcomed him.
Especially here, the county of Columbia, it's very European, the culture, open-minded. They say Holland is America of Europe, and maybe is this country the Holland of America.
Reporting from Kinderhook, this is Will Anderson for WAMC News.